Throwing the book won't start a new chapter. 13th December 2022, by Elementary Content Team. Mighty works with founder of the Unlocking Potential consultancy, Gethin Jones, to design prison services focused on rehabilitation. In this article, Gethin shares unique insight on helping offenders turn over a new leaf and reveals how good FM service delivery in prisons creates a positive ripple effect for prisoners. Gethin Jones is a leading UK consultant in prisoner rehabilitation. Facilities management organisations working in prisons must appreciate how service delivery impacts people behind bars. A leading UK consultant in prisoner rehabilitation, Gethin Jones is a firm believer in the role FM plays in preventing reoffending. Chatting over coffee at Mighty's headquarters in the Shard, Gethin admits there is a reason he knows the mindset of those with custodial sentences and how to inspire their rehabilitation. Gethin says, "Understanding why someone is offending is key to breaking their pattern of behavior. Let's imagine they witnessed their father's drunk behavior from a young age and went into foster care aged 2 after their mum walked out. By 11, this person is damaged and traumatized. They've been arrested for theft and appeared in court. At 13, they've already slept rough and learned to ease hunger with raw jelly that swells in the stomach. Their mid-teens roll around, and now they're stealing cars, burgling shops and houses, and smoking cannabis, alongside abusing alcohol and glue-sniffing. Onwards into their 20s, and they're using heroin and crack cocaine, which they first tried during a previous prison sentence. They survive on cash from selling hard drugs to fellow users. By their mid-20s, they've destroyed every meaningful relationship they've ever had. Age 29, they've been arrested for possessing an ounce of heroin, resulting in yet another custodial sentence. At 4 years, it's their longest yet. I hope I've painted a realistic picture of the circumstances faced by many in the UK's criminal justice system. In fact, I know it's realistic, because as a former prisoner, every word relates to my own life. Breaking the cycle. Dressed in a sharp sports jacket and trendy steel-rimmed glasses, Gethin appears a far cry from the man he has just described. Indeed, he has come a long way. Gethin is now clean from drugs, a proud dad of 2, and a business owner and consultant who collaborates with Mighty and other organizations throughout the UK, USA, and Australia. By adopting Gethin's approach, Mighty will help others follow in his footsteps. Of course, achieving such a turnaround is no mean feat. For Gethin, the milestone came when he received his 4-year prison sentence. He says, "Beginning that term, I thought I'd never be worth more than a council estate, a prison cell, and a bag of drugs. When I got out of prison, I knew I was worth a lot more." What prompted the change in mindset? Attending a drug treatment program was a huge help. Admittedly, my intentions weren't entirely honorable. I thought if I could get a handle on heroin, I could just sell it rather than use it when I got out. One of the sessions was led by a former prisoner, who began sharing what his early life was like. I could identify with everything he said. Then he talked about his new life, having a flat, a family, a job, and a driving license. He was happy. My jaw hit the floor. He'd lit the fuse, and my mind opened to the fact that change was possible, even for someone like me. Moving forward. On reflection, Gethin believes he was essentially an immature 12-year-old boy in the body of a man in his 30s. He was responsible for 56 offences, had 18 convictions, and spent a total of 8 years behind a prison wall. Besides help with drug dependency, the social and emotional support to understand the real causes of his behaviour proved life-changing. With Gethin's guidance and expertise, this is the same approach Mighty uses in prison delivery to create environments that support rehabilitation. Speaking from experience, Gethin cautions that prisoners continue to face huge challenges through the gate. Gethin was responsible for 56 offences. Gethin says, "When I'd served the 4 years, although I was no longer dependent on drugs, my CV didn't look great. I had no qualifications or work experience. I began volunteering for 2 hours a week with a charity that took young people sailing. They were the most uncomfortable hours I've ever spent. I only knew how to talk about prison, drugs, and crime, while the others were chatting about holidays, mortgages, and growing tomatoes. One day, I got a boost of confidence when one of the young girls said, 'I like it when you're on the boat, Gethin. We have a laugh, but when stuff gets serious, you get things done. And that's when I decided I was going to become a youth worker. No secret to success, Gethin worked hard to achieve the necessary experience and qualifications, and within 7 years, the 2 hours volunteering a week had progressed to a full-time role, overseeing a team of 40 as a service manager for Portsmouth City Council. That's when itchy feet struck, and Gethin decided to go it alone as a consultant, using his experience to help other offenders. He says, "In 2016, I set up my consultancy, Unlocking Potential, aimed at showing prison officers how to support the journey of change. After a while, I was asked to start working with prisoners as well. Things snowballed, and now I have several major clients, including Mighty, who use my unique approach. I will be forever grateful for my new life." 6 steps. Here Gethin describes the 6 steps he and Mighty use to support prisoner rehabilitation. Give. Hearing other people's experiences is a key part of the prison course I deliver for Mighty. Only when I met someone who had gone from a life inside to becoming a valued member of society did I believe it was possible. Hearing others' success is powerful and inspires real change. Be positive. Growing up in Portsmouth, I was told I was naughty at home, school, and by social workers. No one had anything good to say about me. Many offenders face the same. Those engaging with prisoners, from cleaners to prison directors, should see the good in them and tell them about it. Don't become part of a negative, self-fulfilling prophecy. Prisoners are one person's belief away from success. People change people. Those who helped my rehabilitation believed in me and paved the way to my longer-term success. When engaging with prisoners, have belief in their rehabilitation and their future outside of crime. You have to show them the door to a new life. Promote job skills. FM organizations in prisons should build the provision of job skills and or work experience into delivery. The FM teams can provide this on site, and it means that prisoners stand a much greater chance of finding a job upon their release. This reduces the likelihood of reoffending. Change means much more than that. On countless occasions, people in authority told me I needed to change. But change into what? I lived in a parallel universe to the rest of society. In fact, I had to create a whole new identity. Recognizing the scale of the challenge and implementing necessary support is essential to help prisoners start over. Remember, it's not the system, it's the people. It's not the justice system that creates change, it's the individuals who are privileged to work within it. Developing rewarding human relationships is essential. People who come into contact with prisoners, whether they be a prison officer, building technician, or cleaner, should see a person, not a prisoner. And likewise, prisoners must see those around them as people who are just like them. When you level the playing field, amazing things can happen. Find out more about Mighty's care and custody services. Follow Gethin on LinkedIn and Twitter.